Vegas, I want to welcome you to Agent of Change, and we are in a conference, or we are in a season where we want to share about wisdom. Most of the time, people lack wisdom, but they do not want to admit that they need wisdom. And we have created this season so that we can share a little bit more on what exactly wisdom is and what wisdom is not. Our theme for this season is wisdom is the principal thing, and we are having these episodes every Thursday at 10 o'clock. Every Thursday we'll be on with these episodes, and today in this first episode, which is episode number one, I want us to talk about something that is very crucial: wisdom deficiency. If you open your Bible with me in the book of Hosea chapter 4 verse 6, it says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, knowledge of my law and where I reveal my will." My people, my own people, they are destroyed because they lack knowledge. You might be asking yourself, what exactly is wisdom deficiency? Wisdom deficiency means a lack or a shortage. That's why I started by saying many people lack wisdom, but they do not want to admit it. Many people have a shortage of wisdom. That's why things happen the way they happen in their lives. Many people apply small wisdom. That's why everything in their life does not make sense. So I want us today to focus on this, because wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom is what will make you judge a situation not according to your selfish desire, but according to what is right. Having the right wisdom teaches you to do what is right. It teaches you to apply what is right, not only to apply common sense. If we check, wisdom is common sense, but which is not necessarily common, because it needs you to think. Now, sometimes smart men lack wisdom. Many people are smart in this world, but they lack wisdom. They lack the wisdom that is necessary for them to take another level. Some people are smart, but they can't move to another level. Why? They are not applying wisdom in what they are doing. They are not applying needed wisdom, enough wisdom in what they are doing. Now, you might be asking yourself, if I have wisdom deficiency, how do I delete wisdom deficiency in my life? There is one thing that deleted my wisdom deficiency. It's having a mentor, having someone who will counsel you, having someone who has went through that experience. And I can say today that you need a mentor. You need someone to counsel you. You need someone who has better wisdom. You need someone who has higher wisdom. Why? They have experienced it. So far, it means you are with someone who has already experienced the situation. Now, you might be asking yourself, what exactly is a mentor or a counselor? It is someone with vast experience in an area of life. And that area of life is the area that you are in need of. He or she has the knowledge that you need to solve your problems. The person I am talking about has the knowledge that you need in order for your problems to be solved. The good thing is that you need a mentor. The mentor does not need you, because at that time, the person who benefits more is the mentee more than the mentor. Because what the mentor is doing is sharing information. The mentor is sharing his knowledge. The counselor is sharing his wisdom, because you are the mentee. And if you want to improve or delete wisdom deficiency, You should get a mentor. In this life, you can't make it when you are alone. You can't just be a tree alone. Even trees in the mountain is not one tree. Trees, they are with together. You need someone. Someone who will counsel you. Someone who will mentor you. Mentoring you in the right way, in a godly manner, and not in a worldly manner. Now, you should know straight away that you need counselors in any field of your life where you lack knowledge. Is there a field where you feel you lack knowledge? You need a counselor on that. You need a counselor on that. Now, a mentor or counselor is not only needed on spiritual things, it's also needed on a life to in a day-to-day life basis. Why? There are some decisions you can't make now. You do not have the wisdom that is enough to deal with it. You do not have enough wisdom. Let's take for example, if you don't know the law so well, then you should get a lawyer to counsel you. Why? You get someone who is above you, someone who has enough knowledge to mentor you, someone who has enough wisdom to mentor you, and they will give you the right wisdom. Even if you can't afford the lawyer, even if you can't afford that lawyer, you can find a book or an article that is speaking directly to what you are doing. Sit down and study it. You don't have to become rich in order for you to get those information. You have to get down and search for books, search for articles that will help you to improve on that field. If you are in the field of finance, get someone who is better in finance. They improve your way of thinking. That's why I'm saying you need a mentor. The knowledge that you gain from studying such materials will provide the counsel that you need. If you are not good in relationships, go and buy books that encourage people about relationships. How do you behave? How do you handle things? If you are not good in finances, you know when money comes in your hand, it runs away. Go and buy articles, budgeting tips. You get down and search for those books. Why? The counsel that is there on those books is enough for you. That's why I am saying you need a mentor. And a mentor will be the right person to give you the information that is necessary. If you are having issues, I'll always say this, if you are having issues with your finances, then look for a finance expert. Find someone who is an expert in that field to help you out. If you need help with something spiritually, talk to your pastor. That's how you grow. That's how you gain the information that is needed. That's how you gain the wisdom. That's how you delete wisdom deficiency. People who have wisdom deficiency always want to do things on their own. They don't want to admit that indeed I need wisdom in this part. Now, instead of getting deeper into trouble in that area, why don't you look for someone who has the required competence, who has the required zeal and wisdom in the field, and let him or her counsel you? Very simple. I'm in the field of human resource management. Why don't I find someone who has already improved in that human resource management, and life goes on? Simple. What a best way of getting information. What a best way of growing. I look for those who are ahead of me, then I learn from them. I look for books that are relevant to my situation, then I stick on them. I look for people who already they have achieved, already they have passed through where I want to pass through, then I learn from them. It is when you tell yourself that you need to delete wisdom deficiency. You need wisdom, and you can get that wisdom through a mentor, and through a counselor. And that's what I wanted to share with you today. Delete wisdom deficiency in your life. Get someone who knows it better. That person can become your mentor or your counselor. Thank you. Join me next Thursday, 10 o'clock. We are continuing. Wisdom is the principal theme.